We got to find a way to get some pressure on Baker Mayfield. Listen, Ravens did it. They had a couple sacks taken away. They had, I think, 3 sacks in the game. And then Baker threw 2 picks, which, again, Mike, if he throws it to us on Sunday, we're going to be in great shape. But I feel like a little bit of Baker was, you know, he's feeling overconfident, right? He's been playing well, but he's feeling a little bit overconfident. Oh, I can fit it in that window. And he made some errant throws last night. But we're talking about that, and we're going to get to these NFL injuries because, guys, the injuries right now in this league are affecting a lot of teams, and what we thought they might be, including the Bucs, may not happen now. Right. So we'll get to that. But, Mike, I just wanted to mention that this, you know, for us to get that pressure, I mean, let's go watch the Ravens, and I know they will. Let's get up the middle. Let's attack this guy up the gut, Mike. He's not a big, you know, from a stature-sized quarterback. You can affect Baker that way, and I don't think it all has to come off the edge necessarily.
No, and a couple of things from last night. I mean, as you said, it looked like Tampa Bay was just going to run Baltimore right out of the building, like in the first 5 minutes, and then Baltimore kind of got things going. Derrick Henry, big, big run, and they scored 34 points, unanswered points. It was 34-10. And then Tampa Bay comes back big time, 21 points in the fourth.
Yes.
And I saw that, you know, Todd Bowles had answered questions. He was very curt. We already played the audio. But I just think, like, Baker and this team, you've scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. You're feeling we can still get this. And these are competitors. And without Evans, you got to have somebody who can go vertical. So I know that immediately, you're trying to win. If you're a Bucs fan and you're at that game and they start sitting everybody down 10, who does that?
Nobody.
So it becomes this thing where, and it was one of the reporters in there, of course, coach, you had him in there down 10 with a minute left. Yeah, because we're trying to compete. We're trying to win a game. So, I mean, I can't get in on that, you know, as far as the Tuesday morning quarterbacks, in this case, getting on Todd Bowles. But it just sucks. And the guy is such a leader on that team. And, yeah, as we said, nobody wants to see a guy go out like that. And now he's done for the year with the ankle dislocated.
No doubt. And, Mike, here's the other thing they lose before we get to these injuries. With Evans, you lose the ability for Baker, or even when the GOAT was there, you could throw up a ball, he was going to go get it. Like, it didn't have to be perfect. And with Evans, that's those 50-50 balls. You're going to lose that ability with whomever's going to step in there, Mike, because Evans, you just trust him. He may not be open right now, but I'm going to throw this ball anyway. So that element is gone, and Godwin was the best slot wide receiver in the NFL, guys, this year. I mean, the numbers prove it out. He was probably the best statistically slot guy, and now he's out of that lineup.
The the injuries we mentioned, at least 3 weeks for Evans, maybe after week 11, he could potentially come back. So we were talking about the Rams off the air. The Rams apparently are maybe shopping both Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua is starting to get a timeline when he can sort of get back to practice for the Rams. But the Vikings, maybe just the way the Steelers upgraded, no disrespect to Fields, but, you know, Russell Wilson just gives you more options. Imagine Matthew Stafford throwing at Justin Jefferson. And that's been a story that at least Pro Football Talk has been banging the drum on today. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And what are the odds we see Cooper Kupp on Sunday?
Anything is possible.
Because they got to do something. If the Bucs feel this is a team which is capable of banking a run, which
absolutely,
they certainly look like.
Well, Todd Bowles has got to get back to the playoffs. I mean, he saved his job last year, and that was great. But, you know, you can't not feel like we have a playoff team and not try to do everything you can. Here's the thing about the quarterback thing, though, Mike. Again, we get back. You're talking about the Vikings. You're going to go with how old now is Matthew Stafford? 35, 36, mm-hmm. Right? Year-old quarterback who may have 2 more years maybe left.
Well, you still got J.J. McCarthy, so whatever this is on his contract, yeah, he's coming, he's 36.
They drafted McCarthy. This makes no sense to me. I mean, like, this is one of those stories. It may happen, but it just makes no sense. Sam Darnold's playing really good football, guys. They're not losing because of Sam Darnold. He played well in their loss against the Lions. I don't know. I mean, unless they're just – and by the way, what are the Vikings giving up, and why would you when you just drafted a guy in the top 10 of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to look and see if there's voidable years or how the contract plays out for what you'd be in, you know, what you'd be taking on. I'll look that up right now. But it's something that's out there. If anybody else in the next 2 weeks loses a quarterback, someone's going to call the Rams because at least it's out there in the ether that they could be. This just came from Sporting News. Debunking rumors, would Vikings really pursue Matthew Stafford, to your point?
Yeah, and here's the deal. If Darnold went down, that's different. Because now you're saying we're 5-6-1, whatever it is, we need a guy to get us there. Okay, what are we looking at?
Now, like, if the Raiders were, I just lost the decent, if Minshew didn't suck and the Raiders were looking to do something, okay, that might be one that makes sense, but that's not right there. There's in the opt-out after next season, and there's a lot of money still on the hook.
All right, let's talk about some of these injuries. I don't know if one's bigger than the other. The one team that I feel like we thought, most people said, they're going to be good again, and they'll be back in the mix, was the 49ers. No Christian McCaffrey. Now you're talking about, you know, Deebo Samuel, who left Sunday's game, had pneumonia-like illness. Okay.
He just got out. Ayuk is done.
Ayuk is done. Mike, the 49ers now, this thing doesn't look as bright as it once did. And I don't care how good you think Brock Purdy is. He's not going to carry him without those dudes. Okay. He's just not. So that's a team like right now, if you ask me how the NFC is shaping up, they're going to have some problems trying to get there. I just believe that. The other injuries, and again, there's a ton around the league as you look at, you know, what's been going on, how these injuries affect certain teams. Listen, the Bucs obviously are front and center for us, so that's a big deal. And if we get past the Bucs, then, you know, they're going to have to deal with their own issues. But not winning this division, now you're trying to get in the playoffs a whole different way with the wild card, Mike. They're going to have some troubles there. But also, as we were talking about some of these injuries, and I wonder, there was one other one that I was mentioning with the Chargers, I think it is, that is going to hurt the Chargers with their offensive line. And I can't remember who it was. Oh, and their wide receiver, too. And they got wide receiver issues, Bosa's out, and they got offensive linemen that are hurt. And they lost last night.
Yeah, and that was a game that was just kind of meh. A lot of field goals in that one on ESPN Plus. But these doubleheaders on Monday night are such a drag. But, yeah, last night it was interesting. Marvin Harrison wide open again. They go with, like, the fourth option in it. It's like a backup running back catches a touchdown. So Kyler Murray and him still not getting on the same page. But getting back to the Chargers, and they're grinding it. Because if you own Justin Herbert, you dropped him already if you had him in fantasy, because it's all about Harbaugh 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Every now and again, somebody popping. But, you know, and certainly Ladd McConkey's getting some opportunities for the Chargers, but it's just not dynamic for Justin Herbert, who just looks like a dude right now.
And this is not an injury, but Jameson Williams for the Lions is now suspended for 2 games.
Supposed to be, that would be, if he ever keeps his head on straight, him and Amon-Ra St. Brown should be just literally, as you said, taking the top off the defense. That would be his role. So yeah, I guess it's a PED, good old-fashioned PED suspension. He, of course, missed some games for violation of the NFL's gambling restrictions.
Yeah, and Tua's back as well. Real quick, Big O, while we're talking about this, can we hear Tua? We didn't play this earlier in the NFL Blitz. We're going to talk some college football coming up as the road to the college football playoff looks a little bit clear, a little bit. New rankings are out. We'll talk about that. But this is Tua, guys. And listen, I said I'm a little bit concerned. Maybe you're not. Maybe you don't give a damn.